This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Daniel Irachera Hernandez. Date of birth, April the 1st, 1967. Case ID number is 619-5732. Date of exam, November the 28th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Nuestra Clinica del Valle, dated 11/10/2022. Identifying information, this is a 57-year-old married male with four children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of spine injury of the C-spine and lumbar sacral back area, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, diabetes mellitus type 2, comma, and depression/anxiety. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2018, where he worked as a truck driver for 20 years. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is working. During the time that he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, spinal injury of the C-spine and lumbar sacral back area. Number two, hypertension. Number three, hypercholesterolemia. Number four, diabetes mellitus type 2. And number five, depression/anxiety. Allegation number one, spinal injury for the cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area. The claimant states that in 2018, he was in a motor vehicle accident and suffered a injury to his cervical spine and lumbar sacral back area. He states that the pain that he has in his lumbar sacral back area is like an ant biting pain and a sharp pain. And in his cervical spine area, he feels an electrical current in the C-spine area. He also states that the radiation of the pain goes down his left upper and lower extremities. The claimant went on to have back surgery in January 2019. He had a lumbar sacral back surgery, which consisted of a probable laminectomy that was performed. That was performed in 2019, and he had a cervical spine fusion in August of 2018. Which consisted of a C6, C7 fusion. He states he has gotten better a little bit from the surgeries, but still has chronic pain. His limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 3 hours, comma, lift approximately 15 pounds, and bend over to pick up clothes. He states he does have an assisted device, which is a cane, but he did not bring it with him, and he left it at home. He states he uses it mostly at home. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, but not doing any housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, or doing the laundry at this time. He also denies any walking or physical activity. His physician is Dr. Carales, and he denies seeing a chiropractor, but did receive 4 months of physical therapy when he was injured. He is presently on meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams QD, which does give him relief. He was diagnosed with spondylosis of the L5 pars and facet arthropathy with a L5S1, L4, L5 spondylolysis He also has degenerative disc disease and had a cervical spine fusion at the level of C6, C7 with probable discectomy. His condition at this time is stable. Allegation number two, the claimant states that in 2000, he started to develop symptoms of chest pain, comma, and right parietal headaches. He denies any shortness of breath or blurred vision. He also denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction, cerebral vascular accident, but was told that he only has 60% function of his kidneys. His blood pressure at this visit was 149 over 83 mmHg. He is presently taking lisinopril / hydrochlorothiazide, 20 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams BID, and eloptepine bisalate, 5 milligrams QD. His condition at this time appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number three, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2018, he was diagnosed with hypercholesterolemia. He denies any myocardial infarctions, but thinks that he might have had a small stroke. He also denies any peripheral artery disease. At the present time, he's on atorvastatin and calcium, 40 milligrams QD, and has been told that his cholesterol levels are well controlled. Allegation number four, diabetes mellitus. The claimant states that in 1990, he was diagnosed with diabetes mellitus. He was also having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, and a weight loss of 40 pounds. He denies any blurred vision. The claimant also states that he denies any in-organ damage such as retinopathy, or cardiovascular disease. He does have nephropathy and only 60% function of his kidneys, along with diabetic neuropathy, but especially left-sided hemoparesis, which may have come from a small stroke or transischemic attack. The claimant does check his blood glucose at least once per week, and that it usually comes out between 100 and 120. His last hemoglobin A1C was 5.6, which is very well controlled. He is presently on Janumet 50 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams BID, which appears to be controlling him very well at this time. Allegation number five, depression / anxiety. The claimant states that after the motor vehicle accident in 2018, he was unable to work and provide for his family, and he started to develop severe depression and anxiety. The claimant suffers from sadness, anger, outbursts, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, increase and decrease appetite, decreased concentration and decreased motivation, good hygiene, and he does bathe along with good grooming. The claimant denies any violent acts or homicidal thoughts at this time. His mental status was normal, and his general appearance appeared to be fairly normal with casual attire. His behavior was cooperative, and he had good eye contact with me, and he was alert. The claimant was oriented times four, and his mannerisms and movements were normal. His speed rate appeared to be slow, but there was clarity, and his speech tone was depressed. He is articulate in Spanish, and his memory is intact. His thought processes are normal. There are no dissociated symptoms. He denies any hallucination or the hearing of voices as well as the seeing of any shadows. He has not had any suicidal attempts or suicidal thoughts at this time. The claimant states his marriage is fair, secondary to not having sex with his wife, because he has mild hemiparesis of his genitals. He stopped taking medication because they were making him sleepy, and he states that he couldn't do anything. He was asleep all the time. At the present time, he's on no medication for his depression and does appear to have some mild depressive mood symptoms. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk one block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He is unable to sweep a room. He does have a cane, but did not present with the cane and left it at home. His physician is Dr. Juan Carales, and he is presently on meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams QD, which does give him relief. He does no other physical activity at this time. Family history, non-pertinent at this time. Medications, meloxicam, 7.5 milligrams QD, Janumet, 50 milligrams / 1,000 milligrams, one tablet BID, lisinopril, hydrochlorothiazide, 20 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams BID, atorvastatin calcium, 40 milligrams QD, amlodipine bisalate, 5 milligrams QD, tramadol hydrochloride, 50 milligrams TID, medical problems, type 2 diabetes mellitus, comma, essential primary hypertension, comma, mixed hyperlipidemia, comma, benign prostate hyperplasia with lower urinary tract symptoms and mild paresis of the genital area on the left side, anesthesia of the skin, paresthesia of the skin, lumbar sacral back pain with mild left-sided radiculopathy, C-spine pain secondary to a herniated disc with a discectomy and fusion performed at the C6, C7 level. Major depressive disorder was treated and has mildly resolved. Major surgeries, cholecystectomy in 1996. C-spine fusion of the C7, C6 area performed in August of 2018 with a probable discectomy. Lumbar sacral back surgery performed January 2019, which appeared to be more of a laminectomy performed. Social history, tobacco. The claimant states he smoked for approximately 2 years. Alcohol, The claimant has a history of drinking 2 packs of beer on a weekend when he was younger, and has not smoked or drank for 30 years. Seizures, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 237 pounds, height 5 feet, 8 and a fourth inches tall, BP 149 over 83 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 96%, BMI 36, general. This is a 57-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian with some mild depressive mood signs, who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The third sentence, the fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal with some mild early cataract formation bilaterally. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. There are a few teeth missing. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/20.